Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
All right, so we are talking about gaining leadership skills, and we're going to be joined in just a moment by Pastor Robert Ngorima. So leaders are not just born, they're built through experience, service, and a willingness to grow, whether that is leading a school project, taking initiative in church, or making an impact in the community. Every young person has the potential to develop leadership skills that last a lifetime. But what makes a great leader, and how can we step up with confidence? These are the questions that we will be answering this morning with the help of Pastor Robert Ngorima, who joins us on the line. My pastor, good morning and welcome to the Mid-Morning Empowerment.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing very well, Pastor. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. I hope you're doing well as well.
No, the Lord is keeping and leading me.
Amen. Amen. Happy to hear that. So we're talking about leadership, Pastor. Could you maybe start off by giving us some key qualities that define a strong leader?
A strong leader, generally, a strong leader is defined by fearing the Lord. Mm-hmm. Someone who fears God is qualified to be called a leader. Yes, so that is one of the greatest qualities. Mm-hmm. All successful leaders in the Bible, or generally someone who fears God, is a good leader, is always successful in his leading. Yes. So that's one of the qualities. If you want me to add more, I will continue to add.
Please do.
Yes. Another quality of a good leader, someone who is a team player. Mm-hmm. Yes, someone who can work with other people, who accepts that we are different, and is able to accept the different temperaments or kind of people with different backgrounds. That person is a good leader. Another quality, a good leader produces other leaders.
Okay, that's a good one.
Yes, a good leader produces other leader. In the event that that person is not present, things won't stop. Yes, things will continue to move.
Yeah.
There are people who can continue leading or with the programs. So a good leader produces other leaders, not just other leaders, but other good leaders, quality leaders. Yes.
That's interesting. You find that you find that a lot of times people are afraid to create other leaders because they're afraid of being replaced.
That's very true. That's very, very, very true. They are scared of competition.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, and some are just jealous.
Yes.
They don't want their legs to be broken. So they want to leave their legs, which no one is supposed to. Rubber side.
Exactly. But when you talk about a good leader who is, who follows the word of God, who follows the voice of God, who is submitted to God, who fears God, what is it about fearing God that makes one a good leader?
Okay, fearing God. The element of fearing is not being scared about God. Mm-hmm. Those are two different things. Fearing is in the context of respecting. Mm-hmm. A person who respects God or who follows God's commands. Mm-hmm. So following God's commands is to listen to his dictates, what God said. When a leader follows the Bible, what God says, that person is considered to be a good leader. So following God's word will help someone to be good in leading skills.
Yeah.
So that's what I can say. I don't know if I attempted your question correctly.
I hear you, Mike. I guess my concern would be, or my confusion might be, there are some people in the world who are celebrated as good leaders who might not necessarily live a lifestyle that says Christian or God fearing. So I wonder, is it that we have a wrong definition of what a good leader is? And that if someone, even if someone might be leading some multi-billion dollar company, but they don't fear God, does that make them a bad leader because they don't fear God, even though their business is thriving and doing so well? I'm just curious about what it is about the fearing and respecting God that makes you a good leader. And is it possible to also be a good leader when you are the opposite? You don't fear God whatsoever. You don't even acknowledge Him.
Yeah, it's an interesting question indeed. I think number one, how people define good is always an issue as
right,
well.
Right.
Oh, there are people who celebrate in saying, oh, he's good, yet he's doing something which is bad.
Okay.
You can be good in killing, good in lying. So that's how people be defining you and seeing you.
Got you.
But when you got me, is it? So we are supposed to understand the context in which people are saying this person is good.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, we have to understand them. Yeah. Because so goodness in the truest sense is only defined in the context of God's presence.
Mm.
That's where we can only get good things.
Yeah, beautiful.
Yes.
I think that's a beautiful explanation right there. Because, like you're saying, if someone is good at stealing or good at in the sense when we're talking about business, for example, like the example that I used, maybe someone is good at exploiting, or they are they're good at bullying their subordinates to such an extent that they do exactly. So the people do such a great job in their work that the business might be profitable, but the leadership is absolutely horrendous.
Yeah, so good in whose eyes? Mm. So it's important to
Got you. Beautiful. So how can students and young people develop leadership skills through school and extracurricular activities? How can they start to practice those leadership skills?
I think number one, of course, we cannot run away from listening to the word of God and reading it. Number two, well, the element of going to church itself helps. Number three, it's good to take notes from good people.
Okay.
Yes. There are people who are God-fearing. We can. They are supposed to take notes from those people and emulate those people. I think they'll be good in their leading skills.
Mm.
Then another thing is exposure is important.
Right.
Exposure. They are supposed to have that exposure to good things where they will learn. Yes. So it will help them to be good leaders. If they are confined to one place, they won't develop.
Mm.
They won't develop. Yes. So I think and acquiring information,
mm-hmm,
and being in a position to implement the information will bring up a good leader.
Mm. Mm. Beautiful.
Yes.
And so when we talk about fearing God, what role does faith play in shaping a leader's character? Because clearly it has a lot to do with character. What does faith do for that?
Okay. According to the Bible, I think it's John 18:15, which says, I've come to set an example.
Mm.
So Jesus came to be our example from his childhood till his adulthood.
Mm.
So that's where we can get our notes, how he lived, because he was a social being as well.
Yeah.
And he was a family member. You see, he passed through youthhood. Yeah, so faith has a lot. And if you notice, Jesus was successful in his mission because he was always communicating with his father. He was a prayerful man and studying the word of God. Yes, so faith has a lot in developing a good what? A good leader. Because, you know, faith is it stands. It's supposed to be practical. It's supposed to be practical.
Yeah.
You see, faith without works is dead. You see, so we are supposed to see the deeds of faith outside. It's supposed to be manifested outside. Your faith is supposed to be manifested outside through works, through your deeds. You see, so we cannot run away from this the issue of spiritual things. Yes, we cannot run away from spiritual things when we talk of good leadership. So yeah. Spirituality is meant, is guided by the word of God. If you study it, your spiritual being will be strengthened and be guided accordingly. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. And I like that you're using the example of Jesus himself, because clearly he was an incredible leader. We still talk about him 2,000 years after he left this world.
Yeah.
He didn't go and train to be a leader. He didn't apply for the position of leader. It was just it was just a part of who he was.
Yeah.
And with that in mind, can you teach leadership? Is it something that you're just born with, or it's something that can be taught and learned?
Well, we have many teachings about whether we are born with born leaders or trained, but I think there are a lot of things which constitutes a leader.
Mm-hmm.
You can have a passion for something and you'll be a leader in that thing.
Okay.
Personally, we are talking of myself. I was not born a pastor.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm leading more than 15 churches.
Mm-hmm.
You see, more than 4,000 members. But I was not born leading those members. So it's something which I was taught and I learned. I used to have passion over the thing. And here am I, the Lord is leading me to lead many people.
Yeah.
So we are supposed to invest or cultivate our talents and our spiritual gifts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yes, but of course, God gives us our spiritual gifts differently. So I'm tempted to say, at times leaders are born. But at the same time, leaders are meant, you see.
All right.
So that's my the line is a bit thin for me.
Yes.
To really say they are born or they are not born.
Right. I get you. All right.
Yeah. Yes.
Now, how can young people get involved in their churches and, you know, in their communities and make a meaningful impact?
Okay, they are supposed to identify their spiritual gifts,
mm-hmm.
and they are supposed to work on them. Where you are, maybe are a chorister, or you are into music, if you make use of that, at the end of the day, you'll find that you are a leader. You see, more spiritual gifts will come up. So they are supposed to identify their spiritual gifts and are supposed to make use of them. Otherwise, they will die. Yes.
Beautiful.
And maybe if I can add this, the issue of teamwork is very important. Yes, they are supposed to be team players. Interaction is critical. Yes, for their effectiveness. So I encourage them to interact, go out there, then you'll find yourself.
Yeah.
There's another presenter who said, you have to find yourself.
Right.
Meaning say you're not supposed to be passive and hide in a cave.
Mm.
Yes, you have to find yourself. Go out, try to identify your area of speciality. Mm. And God definitely will reveal that.
Yeah.
And they're supposed to come forth. Whether you are discouraged by other people, but be brave enough, stand your ground, work on yourself, God leading, you'll get someone.
Mm. Beautiful. Beautiful. Now, what are some challenges that new leaders face, and how can they overcome those challenges when I've just come into this position of leadership? What are the challenges I can expect, and how do I overcome those?
Okay. I think it's normal that we face challenges, and the first thing which we are supposed to do to overcome challenges is to accept that challenges exist.
Okay.
Don't deny that we have problems in this world, number one. Number two, seek guidance from the experts, the senior people. Yeah, it will help you to overcome challenges. Praying will help you to overcome challenges. Finding solutions from the people who are successful in that line. Which you want to follow, it helps you to overcome challenges. So you have to accept the existence of challenges. Okay. When they come, you won't say, why are these things happening to me? No, this is normal. You find a solution as you move on with life.
Mm-hmm. All right. All right, any final words that you can share with us with regards to leadership and things that young people need to know when they want to be leaders? And also, I think there are some people who, like you said, they'll slink away from responsibilities. They don't want to. They want to be more passive. Is that an option for us as Christians, or are we all created to be leaders? What would be your final words with regards to that?
Okay, we were not created to be leaders. No, not all of us are leaders. For example, Israelites, only Moses was given the responsibility of leading at that level. Others were given other responsibilities. Some were following. In their following, they were supposed to be supporting the idea coming from the leaders. So shying away won't be the solution, but we are supposed to be brave enough to face the reality and to move on. Cowards won't go to heaven, and cowards in this world won't be successful, won't be able to achieve their goals.
Yeah.
So don't get away. Be strong.
Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you so much, my pastor. I think that those are practical steps that you're talking about, practical things that you're talking about for each and every one of us to take our place that God has put us on this earth for, not to be passive, not to just be passengers, but to actually be the driving force behind pushing the mission forward. Thank you so much for your time, and I look forward to chatting with you again soon. God bless you.
Thank you. Be blessed, Bongi. Have a pleasant day. God bless you, listeners.
Amen.
Have a pleasant day too.
Amen.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.